And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we just babbled on about a bunch of
stupid
BS
stuff
on that first segment. Maybe we ought to get into the Grillin' Guys now. But anyway, what you thinking, Barbecue Bob?
Well, people are getting smokers at a crazy pace. I get messages all the time. I'm sure you do too. And they want to know what the best smoker to get is. And I'm starting to really hate that question.
Right.
Because I know whatever I advise, that's what they're going to buy. And then it's like, you better be right.
Well, we do know some good equipment.
I know. And that's, I try and give them a variety of things.
Right.
And so then people are always looking for different things to try. I'd say the first thing they all try is a butt.
Right.
And,
pork butt, yep.
And as a young man, I'd have to say we all did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
some spicier than others?
When I was in Topeka visiting Rob Russell, rest his soul, he took me over to his buddy, his Tim Sobey.
Okay.
Who's this guy's got an, I think it was like, a, I can't remember, Smith's Meat Shop. And it was
Topeka, Kansas.
It was in Topeka, and the guy had just pulled some jerky out of the smoker, and isn't that the best time to ever walk into a meat shop?
Sure, exactly.
If you know the butcher.
Right.
And he's got his wax paper, and he brings a bunch out, and he goes, here, try this. And Rob's going, oh, try this, Bob, try this.
Yeah.
And I pulled off a piece, and it was smoked chuck.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the first time I think I had ever had smoked chuck.
Chuck roast.
Yep.
Right.
And the guy cut it into these big squares and smoked it. And I'm telling you, it was the best jerky I've ever eaten in my life.
Was it still moist or had he dried it out to?
So it was still kind of moist.
Right. Yeah.
And he used a dry rub like Tim does. And I could hear the angels. I'm just like, oh,
yeah.
I tried not to choke as I ate it, and you know, I tried to chew it a little bit.
Right. Kept eating it and kept eating it.
Oh, my gosh. It was so good. So I started doing it after that, and if I didn't have scrap meats or if I had the smoker going up and I was going to start making something, I'd just pull the chuck roast out of the freezer and thaw it and marinate it a little bit and cut it into strips and smoke it up.
So your strips, you know, a chuck roast has got a ton of marbling in it, which is one of the reasons why it's so good. So when you cut against the grain, right, when you're doing your strips, you're going across the grain, not with it, generally. And it'll sometimes, the chuck will sometimes fall apart because you have a real heavy vein of fat.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
Right? You really don't want to eat that anyway.
I get my chucks cut about an inch and a half, I think, or 2 inches.
Yeah.
And so I'll just cut them. I'll just take my big my big blade and cut them maybe a quarter inch wide,
mm-hmm.
and into nice thin strips. And then when they lay down, if I see a great big chunk of fat, I'll just cut that out right now.
Yep.
Because then it's not grease in the bottom of my pan that I'm worrying about. And I don't care what the sizes are. I like the small ones, actually.
Right.
Because those just disappear quick.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You got any favorite marinades that you put on those?
Well, you know, we've got a ton of jerky recipes on our site, and I don't know if there's a favorite. This guy, I think he literally used salt, pepper, and garlic.
Right. Not a bad combination, right?
It's
chuck. You can't hurt beef with that.
It's chuck.
Right. You know, I go over to Sobey's, our butcher. I go over to Sobey's, and he's got 12, 14 flavors there in his case. You watch people, and people go nuts for this stuff. But, man, if you can buy a chuck for $5.99 a pound and make it, or you go, and I'm not saying that everybody can make this because you got to buy it if you're at a butcher too, you know, but it's $9.99 to $13.99
oh,
a pound.
It's 15 to 20.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
a pound.
Most places.
Right. And you do lose mass.
Half of it.
Right. When you dry it out, it's going to get light.
Half
so,
the weight.
But anyway, if you get an opportunity to do this, and you can do this with a roast from venison too. Now the venison's not going to be marbled like the chuck, so you're not going to get that wonderful moisture that you can adjust in your chuck roast by just how long you
no,
cook
it. No, but your marinade can have fat in it.
Right.
And you
right.
can
olive oils you can, and stuff.
Can, yeah, that's yep. right. And you can brush a little oil on halfway through the smoke if it's looking like it's venison's a tricky one. I like to do that a little thicker. Because it is so lean, it tends to dehydrate like
right.
crazy.
Yep.
And
so maybe like a half inch strip of a hind quarter, a rump roast or something. You might do that.
Yeah.
You know, there's really no chuck roast on a deer per se, but
isn't there?
Well, I don't know where it'd come from. Put it that way. But
I'm just kidding. I don't know either.
Right. But you know, it's one of those things where you just got to not dry it out so bad. It's tough.
It's called a buck roast.
A buck roast. Yeah. Yeah. If it were only a buck. Right?
So another thing I love doing on the grill is nachos, and I did this kind of by accident years ago when I think I had that big green egg that is in your garage now.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know, most of my grilling equipment had a prior owner. It's just what I'm thinking.
And I'm the prior owner. Name something you grill that wasn't mine.
I think I have one gas grill.
Oh, there you go.
It might have didn't come through your
there
hands.
You
that's
go.
It.
Look
yeah.
at you. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
Anyway, that big green egg, I have several different big pizza stones for it. And I decided just to throw some nachos on it because the grill was hot. And I like taking advantage of hot charcoal.
Exactly.
It's pretty pricey. And I just took it in. Actually, I didn't. I took my supplies out to the deck, and I built it right while the thing was open. I put a bunch of chips all over it, some shredded cheese, and I threw some of the taco meat on it, more shredded cheese, some veggies, more shredded cheese. And then I did maybe one more layer and just built it up to this ridiculous thing, shut the lid for, I don't think it took 15 minutes.
Right.
And, oh, my gosh, they were so good because I didn't have flavor wood on it, but just the flavor you get from a good charcoal.
Right.
You know.
It's going to smoke
it's not
when,
overbearing.
When it burns, right.
Yeah, it's not overbearing. It's just a savory goodness that is
yep.
so sweet.
Right.
And nachos on the grill, man, I'm telling you, especially if the wife's got the kitchen busy and you got your buddies coming over.
Sure.
Or you got a whole bunch of brother-in-laws or
big,
pals.
Big cooler of beer and nachos
the
off the grill.
The girls always take over the kitchen. So get this set in advance. Get yourself something. And I would suggest ceramic. And if you can't do if you can't fit a big pizza stone on there, if your best girl has a big ceramic cake plate, spray it with Pam. That'll work the same way.
I mean, you can go to any big box store, a Meijer or something like that, and you can find pizza stones that are a variety
I'm
of sizes.
I'm just saying,
yeah.
if it won't fit on your grill,
right.
and the big cake pan will work just yep. nicely. And as far as Polish Delight, how are we doing on time there, Mr. Producer?
Yeah, I got a quick one for you. We'll cover the Polish Delight. She's
right.
she's more time than we got. When I was down in Chartucky, I made some buffalo corn. Real simple. We have sweet corns everywhere, right? And I just took some buffalo wing sauce, brushed it on the cooked ears, and then when I sprinkled celery salt and a little blue cheese and some chopped scallions on it. And after I'd taken it off the fire, put all that stuff on there, and then I set it back under the grill, covered it for about a minute or two just to let that cheese melt a little bit. Fantastic with that buffalo sauce on there.
Nice.
Just gave it a little bit of zip, and it almost was like salsa on the cob, man. So it was good. But
nice.
Coming up next, we might talk about that Polish Delight or her pork steak. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites: Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.